Good morning to the day after the greatest sporting day ever, the longest ever final, and the most dramatic final ever. Well, two finals decided by tiebreakers with heartbreaks for underdogs. England won the Cricket World Cup on Sunday after tying both the regulation final and the super over because they had hit more boundaries than New Zealand. What a shitty rule, change it now. A short distance away, the aging Roger Federer wasted two Wimbledon championship points before going down 12-13 in the fifth set to Novak Djokovic. The high school Serb won all three tiebreakers in the first Wimbledon final decided by one of them. It is 15 July 2019 and no amount of dramatic sports can take away from the drama unfolding in Karnataka. 14 Karnataka rebel lawmakers who are staying at a hotel in Mumbai after resigning from the state assembly last week have written to the Mumbai police again to seek protection from senior Congress leaders who may try to meet them. Among those who have sent this letter to Mumbai police is Congress legislator MTB Nagaraj, who on Saturday had agreed to come back to the coalition fold after being coaxed by Congress leader Siddaramaiah and Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy. But on Sunday, however, he was seen climbing into a private jet with state BJP chief B.S. Yediyurappa's personal assistant Santosh walking behind him at HAL Airport in Bengaluru. Over an hour later, he emerged from Mumbai Airport. And while we are on taking off, and speaking of last-minute dramatic turns, we head to Chandrayaan 2's launch. A launch which was scheduled for 2:51 a.m., but was called off abruptly with the countdown frozen at 56 minutes and 24 seconds to launch. In an official statement, ISRO said it encountered a technical snag in the launch vehicle system 1 hour before liftoff. Space agency said it would announce a new launch date later, but given the moon phase, the window of launch that was about 10 minutes long has now shrunk to just 1 minute. Well, in other news, 11 people have died in the second wave of floods and landslides in Assam that has affected nearly 26.5 lakh people across 28 districts. According to officials, 90% of Kaziranga National Park and 155 of its camps are submerged in water. Meanwhile, an organization of food manufacturers in Madhya Pradesh, Indore, are thinking of seeking a geographical indication or a GI tag for the dish Indori Poha and three other popular food items from the Malwa region. Now, the Indori Poha is a breakfast staple made from flattened rice flakes, but the other two are Doodh Se Bani Shikanji, which is a milk-based sweet drink, and Long Save, a clove-flavoured snack, along with Khatta Meetha Namkeen, sweet and sour dry snack. And from savouries of Madhya Pradesh, we head to Rajasthan police emerging as a saviour, and serendipity had a huge role to play in it. Three men were brutally beaten up and held captive at a flat in Rajasthan's Jaipur. Not even their family members were aware about the condition or the abduction. The victims had lost all hopes because they had no access to anyone. Well, it all changed when a police team searching for the SUV taken away along with its driver around 2 a.m. from Bhankrota area traced the vehicle in a township on the Ajmer Highway. The man who was driving the vehicle was caught fleeing. He was caught, and upon questioning, he told police that three men were held hostage in a flat for several days. While six more accused were caught from different locations in the blocks during the nearly 12-hour search operation conducted by around 100 personnel of several police stations and the anti-terrorist squad. The three were rescued. And before we head to international news, talking about rescuing, amid concerns internationally over the deteriorating health of the Dalai Lama, Chinese officials have warned that the issue of his reincarnation may adversely impact Sino-Indian ties if India disregards the appointment of the new Dalai Lama by Beijing through the traditional process. And with that, let's head to international news. And since China has already been mentioned, let's start with the China slowdown. Yes, China's growth slowed to its weakest pace in almost three decades in the second quarter with the US-China trade war and the weakening global demand weighing on the world's number two economy, according to official data, which showed the figure to be 6.2%. And how can we not have Trump saying something racist and xenophobic in our editorial? Well, Donald Trump used racist language to attack the squad on Sunday, saying four progressive Democrats who have clashed with party leaders should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. You can't leave fast enough, he added. Trump did not name his targets, but the members of the squad are Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ayanna Presley of Massachusetts, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. Only Omar, who is from Somalia, was not born in America. And off to France, where police in Paris have fired tear gas at protesters near the Champs-Élysées shortly after France's annual Bastille Day military parade. Earlier, Yellow Vest protesters booed President Macron as he was driven down the boulevard. Police said they had detained more than 150 people, including two Yellow Vest leaders accused of staging an unauthorized demonstration. The parade also saw a French investor zoom past on a futuristic flyboard carrying a gun. That is all I have for you for today. Get ready for the week ahead. Wishing you all the energy, calmness, productivity, and that bit of luck. For inspiration, just have a look at Roger Federer, 37 years old, turning 38. Same as Dhoni, but the fitness is just another level. So be like Federer. Until tomorrow, goodbye from TakeApart.com.